This is Ted Kennedy. A mandatory waiting period can keep handguns out of the hands of killers and drug pushers. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you're usually a gunslinger for the National Rifle Association, but hold your fire this time. Don't join the NRA's misguided effort to shoot down a good law enforcement idea that even President Reagan is for. It's the Brady Amendment, to require a 7-day waiting period before handguns are sold. It's named for Jim Brady, the president's press secretary, wounded in the 1981 assassination attempt. The Brady Amendment is no problem for sportsmen and law-abiding citizens, Al. They're willing to wait a few days while handgun applications are checked by police, so the weapons aren't sold to drug pushers and other criminals. Hardcore criminals will still get handguns illegally, but at least let's stop drug addicts from walking into gun stores and walking out with handguns. How do you answer Sarah Brady when she calls and asks NRA Al to vote for the Brady Amendment?
Hold it, Ted. You don't need a rifle to fire a low shot. That was one. Crime statistics show that the waiting period has no effect on lowering the rate of violent crimes involving handguns. Most criminals obtain their weapons through the black market or criminal sources. Those who use handguns and committing a crime won't usually be buying them from a legitimate dealer. This is a gut-hard issue, Ted, best dealt with by the individual states. Of course, in Massachusetts, your own naive Governor Michael Dukakis has campaigned for an all-out ban on all handgun ownership by the people. How did he put it? He would, quote, disarm the state. Wow. That may sell big in Mass, Ted, but in other parts of this country, that one will lose elections. You watch old Mike duck and run on that one when the campaign heats up. Stick with that stuff. He loses, and he should. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.